Welcome to What's On Your Face, a podcast about beauty, pop culture, and all fun things on the internet. I'm Sade.
And I'm MJ.
Welcome.
Hey, Shaw.
Hi, MJ. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How have you been?
You know, just, I don't know. Like, I'm okay. I guess there's just like so much shit going on, but
there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, there was a full moon. I went to Shanghai, fucking loved it. I went on like a family holiday. It was so fun. And then I'm like working like a mad woman. I'm just chill. What about you?
I have survived school holidays.
Woof.
I feel like that deserves a round of applause.
It does.
2.5 weeks of no childcare.
Your kids with you all day.
Yes, basically. Well, no, I did holiday program for them for 1 week, and then we went to the countryside to Dalesford.
That's right.
For 1 week, which was nice. It was freezing, and it was like really awful weather, but in the nice, cozy way. It was like raining.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate bundled up. We had a fire going. We went like foraging in the forest for mushrooms.
Did you
we didn't really
them?
Know no because we didn't know what we were doing. I wish I had done more research to see like which mushrooms you can eat and which ones, you know, you don't eat. but we just like kept all of them, and we laid them out, and we made mushroom cat prints where
the
you put them on
that?
A piece of
sounds very Caucasian, but I like it, keep going.
Where you put them on a white piece of paper, and then you put like a cup over the cap, you know, gill side down, and you leave them overnight, and then you take it off, and then it leaves a print. Like the spores from the mushrooms will leave a special print in different colors on the white paper, and the kids loved it.
Oh.
I loved it.
So it's not like a cat. Is it called cat print?
No, it's a cap print.
Oh, I thought you said cat print. I was like, oh, so no, it's like a cat. Like, when does a cat get involved here? Like, do you leave the mushroom out for cats to come?
No, but we picked this one mushroom. It looked really creepy. It had like a blue cap and then a bluish grayish stem.
Ew.
And we had it outside, and this crow started eating it. And I was like, what if it's going to make him hallucinate? And this crow goes cuckoo.
Maybe crows do like attack people. So maybe the crows are attacking people because they're eating
mushrooms.
They're
just having a bad trip.
They're just having a bad trip. And they're just like, time's now, kill the people.
No, nope. It was actually a really good family friendly activity. So I downloaded this app on my phone called Mushroom Hunter or whatever.
Oh my
and
gosh.
The kids would find a mushroom. They'd be like, mushroom, mushroom. We were like disturbing the peace in this national forest. And then they'd be like wanting to touch it, and I'm scanning it. And then on my phone, it'd be like, this mushroom is called a funeral cap. It's extremely toxic to touch and to eat. And I'd be like, get away, get away. And so it was very,
you guys are like on like a real adventure. That's so cute. That's actually very cute.
Yeah.
That's super cute.
But it came to an end when we discovered a leech on the bag on one of us. And then the kids were not having that. We had to cut the trip short.
Yeah, you got it. Because then you got, what are those things I always see people pulling out on TikTok? Bot flies. No, we're bot flies. Like bot flies are
what
in.
What is that?
They're like these little flies that like burrow into your skin, and they look like fat worms. They're gross.
No, but you can
get them in like forests and jungles and shit, and then it just looks like you have like a weird wart, but it's a bot worm. Look it up on TikTok. Like there's people who have them burrowed in their legs. I'm just saying it's gross, but I mean it sounds like those were the vibes that you guys were kind of like holidaying in.
Correct. But now I'm gonna go out and get proper hiking gear for us and the kids, so it's like we won't be worried
about the bot flies or the leeches.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds fun. That's a fun little, it's always good to like do little things with like the fam. Like we went to Phuket, which I mean, everybody is Phuket. It's like, it's right there. It's like an hour and a half flight, which I prefer Phuket over Bali all day. And
same.
I know a lot of people love Bali. It's just a lot of Australians just being on their worst behavior. But to be fair, Phuket is currently a bunch of Russians being on their worst behavior. So
no, we know about 10 to 15 families either in Bali or on their way to Bali.
Yep. Same.
For the winter. But I find Phuket probably more family friendly.
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's more family friendly, but then there's also like, I mean, it is Thailand. So there is that like element of like weirdos that are just kind of like floating around. So it's family, but then like you have that like sinister side. and THC or like cannabis is legal. So like on our last night, we were like going into our little villa and it just was like smelling of like weed. And I was just like, oh my, I was a bit like, oh, and I felt like a parent. Like, and I was like, oh my God, get the kids in the room. Get the kids inside. They're going to get a contact high.
It feels like you're back in the US. Like when I'm walking around Lower East Side and every 50 meters, I'm like,
yeah. But yeah, when I'm by myself, I'm like, hey. But when I'm with my kids, I'm like, oh my God, get them in the house. Get them away from this. But it was really, it's good to have like a little family break. Like it's super necessary, I feel.
Just like not yelling at the kids all the time to like get ready for school or get to bed or put their whatever on. And all that logistic pressure was really nice. And just to slow down and just take it easy and not have to rush.
Yeah. And then you do all of that like chill vibes just to come back to it and be like, ah! Yeah, I know. That's like, it's literally exactly what it is. Anyways, MJ, what is on your face?
Oh, I have a bit of a skincare edition this week because my makeup's really boring and always the same. So I found this new moisturizer from one of my other beauty podcasts. It's called Yubi and it's from Japan. And it's like a very special formula where it's a super high glycerin percentage. And it's this little tube. And I'll show it to you later. And the cream is like this yellowish cream. And I've been using it. And it smells like camphor.
What is that?
It's like that woody, minty kind of smell. Ah. It's very Asian.
Okay.
And I've been really liking it. Like it hasn't had any kind of reaction on my skin. I was a little bit nervous, but it's pretty good and it's affordable. It's like $20 for a little tube, but a little goes a long way. And I don't know, it might be my new thing.
Oh, it sounds nice. Have you tried it sounds a little bit, does it like, is it just more moisturizing or is it like, what is it? You said it has high glycerin. So is it, is it kind of like topicals? Have you tried topicals before?
No, I haven't, but I want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds a little bit like it might be like topicals, which doesn't smell pleasant, but it like, it's very like aggressive and it works, but it doesn't smell nice.
Yeah, this one doesn't smell great. I mean, it's an acquired smell.
Yeah.
And then I've been also using, because it's so dry and not hot, like it's hot inside because of the heaters. I've also been using the COSRX. I mean, it's pretty much a cult favorite, the snail mucin.
It sure is.
Under the Drunk Elephant Lala Whipped Moisturizer, which is also a favorite. I mean, I see everyone likes proteiny, right?
Yeah, proteiny is huge.
Everyone loves proteiny, but my skin, I feel, likes the Lala.
It just depends on what your skin needs, whether it's like having that more like fluffy moisturizer or more of a dense moisturizer. It just depends on whatever your skin needs.
Yeah, like currently it's loving the Lala. And then, I do have a beauty item actually. It's the one you gave me. It's the Refi Blush in Citrine.
Aww.
But I've discovered that I just use the thumb pad of my hands, like I'm showing you in the camera, and I dip it into the blush and then I rub it together and then I use that to put it on and it's the perfect placement of blush.
Oh,
because of the shape of your thumb pads is perfectly kind of cupping your cheekbones.
Where'd you find that? You find that on TikTok?
Probably. I don't even know anymore. You know, it's all blush.
TV, TikTok, YouTube, same.
No, I know who I found it off. Lisa Eldridge. Like my OG makeup artist from YouTube. She's like excellent. She gave this tip and I tried it and it's actually brilliant.
Okay. I don't know if I don't have, maybe I could. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try. If it works, I'll let you know.
Okay. Just smush them together and then blend it around. And it's like the perfect skin-like beauty blender, like your thumb pads.
I mean, it is yours. So might as well. It should be the perfect thing.
Yes. I want to know, what is on your face?
So super boring. You know what? I actually just tried this because I'm like, I wear SPF every day, but I always wear the same thing. So I bought the Beauty of, I'm probably going to say this wrong, Beauty of Joseon SPF and SPF 50. It's actually not bad. Saw it on social media. It's like really big on TikTok. Doesn't
the viral K-Beauty one?
You can buy it on Amazon. So I bought it. It was like 25 US. So not bad.
Is it chemical or physical?
It's chem. So, and it doesn't leave like a white cast or anything. It goes in really, really nice. Felt like it felt good. So I'm using that. PMG concealer, because I'm like always teetering with different concealers. And Freck Beauty, they're this brand that became really popular for making like these like freckled,
the freckle pens.
Yeah, the freckle pens. So they have a blush and it's like an orange blush. And when I tried it, I was like, or when I looked at it, I was like, maybe not for me. And then I tried it and I was like, yeah. So I love that. It's a really nice orange blush. And then also like I was just randomly got my hands on MAC. They have a lip plump called Squirt.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was going to buy this. It's the dumbest, but the smartest, dumbest name to call it the Squirt Lip Plump.
Yeah.
But which color did you get? Because I really want to try this product.
I got the pink one. There was one, the green one, and then the purple one. Uh-huh. Look,
green and the black one are the ones to try.
Okay, but my colleague, who, to be fair, she's like way lighter than me, she did the purple one, and everybody said that she looked dead because it made her lips gray.
But did she have like a lip liner under it? Like,
I don't know. I didn't ask, but when I heard that, I was like,
maybe that's a her issue. Maybe that's her problem.
I just was like, I kind of felt it and I was like, ooh, this reminds me a little bit of Makeup by Mario's like lip plump. So yes. Then I was like, let me like give the both of them a try and see which one I like more. So I'm trying the pink one because I wanted something that's easy because my Makeup by Mario one is very easy every day. I have like
I love
one.
It.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's on my face. And I'm like quite happy.
What
with
does it taste like? Tell us what the Squirt smells like and tastes like.
I have it on my lips now.
Because the Mario one is very minty.
This is, it has like that minty feeling, but it's more like candy. It's very like sweet and candy-like on your lips.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Oh my God. Speaking of candy, I was wearing the Kylie Yum fragrance.
Yes, the pistachio. Yeah.
The one that smells like it's gelato beautiful. Cream and candy, pistachio candy. So yeah, some people love it. Other people like Toby do not love it.
Don't be a hater, Toby. Why is Toby hating? It smells lovely. I love it. It's like, okay. It's beautiful.
I do too. But to be fair, we were just about to get in the car and drive to the countryside. And like on the way out before I got into a car, I did like a half spritz.
In the car with him?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's fair,
babe. He couldn't handle it. He could not handle it. It like soured his mood and he just couldn't get
over
it.
Toby with a sour mood, nobody wants to be around that. That is just probably a whole bag of no fun.
Like it was strong, but it was a really, it was a vibe killer. Not going to lie. Like we were driving down the highway with all the windows down. The kids were complaining.
That's a bit much. You don't need all the windows. It doesn't stink. It's just.
But I feel like having the windows down made the fragrance come out even more.
Yeah, because then it's setting into your skin. It's like, oh, good. It's accelerating me like opening up. It's like a bottle of wine. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. So I think he was a bit scarred. And so I'm going to put that one to the back of the shelf.
No, don't.
For a while.
Don't. It's so good that I have my like my five favorite Kylie's. It's sweet, pepper, diamond, something. Mm-hmm. The Kylie sugared patchouli, which I think is like 38 or it's like that, whatever.
Is that the gold bottle?
It's the gold bottle. I love it because it has this really strong patchouli smell that's like super sweet and like almost like sugar. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Then there's vanilla.
The vanilla is like OG. Top can't tier. Beat it. Top can't tier. Not beat
top
a Kylie vanilla.
Fucking tier, bitch. Stripper city. The best. The best strippers are wearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then the apple one, Eden apple. So it's actually four that I'm like. The Coco Utopia or whatever, it's nice, but it's not like this is my life forever. Those four, I could die wearing those four.
Utopia Coco is like I'm on vacation and it's, you know, it's going to start, it's going to end.
Yeah.
It's like, not like I'm going to wear it every day. But
it's not
beautiful.
An every day. Yeah. But those four that I mentioned are every day.
No, the one that you wore the other night when I was in Singapore,
that's the patchouli.
Oh,
that's
the
patchouli.
I thought that was a vanilla Royale.
It's called Vanilla Royale, but yes. The scentscape is sugar, patchouli, and then is it caramel or something like that. But that's what I was spraying when we were in that club because it smelled like feet.
It did.
We had a good night for the ops. It was a good night. FYI, it was a good night.
It smelled like feet and like really dried champagne on the floor.
100% gave me lots of flashbacks, but good flashbacks. It was a great night. It's a good fun night.
I love a sticky floor.
Love a good sticky floor. A good little time at Cat Bite. It was a good night overall. 10 out of 10. Top tier.
10 out of 10.
I had a great time.
I wanted to tell you something last week that I made a mental note of it. Oh, I saw this on TikTok and I was going to tell you in case you get your hands on it. I want to try the Alicia Keys Skin Tint.
I was
surprised because she was not supposed to be into makeup. Her whole shtick was like no makeup, only skincare. And I like her cleanser, which is like a nice, you know, oily cleanser. And now she has a skin tint and this influencer used it on TikTok.
I don't
know if she used a filter or what, but it looked good.
It looked good. Okay. So I literally just saw an article about this and it's basically Alicia Keys low-key backpedaling on her whole I don't wear makeup shit. And then she's like, it was a rebellious period that I was going through in 2016 where I feel like people wanted me to be this person that I wasn't. And so I was just like, I'm not going to wear makeup to premieres. I'm not going to wear makeup on red carpets. And she sure as shit showed up on red carpets with like no makeup. She looked gorgeous. She has naturally good skin. But I love that she's backpedaling now and being like, well, you know, a little bit, you know, just a little here, a little there. And I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, go ahead. Show us your full assortment because we know you've been cooking it in your kitchen. Give us all the goods. I mean, at the end of the day, and it's like what we talked about the last time with like Beyonce, right? Like, I feel like if you're a celebrity, like the easiest thing to do is makeup because with Rihanna, every time she shows up, even if she's not wearing Fenty, even if she were to actually lie about it, which I doubt, she could be like, my face is pro filter. These are my lips. These are like these. And she can just list off Fenty products. And Alicia Keys is probably realizing, holy shit, that's a diamond mind walking around. I could, when I do start wearing makeup, I can wear this skin tint. I can wear this and be like, for the girls who don't want to wear makeup, if you do want to have something a little bit, whatever, whatever, here you go. Right. Cause there are those girls that are like, I used to be one of them. I don't need makeup. I don't actually wear anything.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's a whole market. There is like, when people say the no makeup, makeup look, that's like a thing. Like you wear makeup to do that. So good for her.
I feel like she's gonna skin tint. Yeah. I feel like this product like gives her wiggle room both ways because it's like you could layer it, you could dilute it with a sunscreen, you know, like skin tint I think is a really smart, you know, way of naming a complexion product in this day and age when no one wants to really wear foundation or like the word foundation is so uncool. But I just hope, I hope her full assortment, because when you said full assortment, I was like, oh my God, if she comes out with like an eyebrow pencil and the whole shebang, I'm like, we don't need that. I just want a focused assortment. Like I just, you know, I'm going to throw this name out there. Hailey Bieber, her assortment is focused. It's been a year and a half since she's launched. She hasn't come out with like 20 different things that's already saturated in the market. It's like people who are buying Keys skin tint or whatever, I'll probably already have an Anastasia brow product.
True.
You know, like it's like, why put that out there unless it's actually going to change the category.
Do you know who was pretty good at coming out with more than just not one thing for their assortment and it's really good? Selena Gomez. Moving on. Hailey Bieber needs to go take a nap.
Oh my God. Okay. We're not going to get
that's
into
on period
this.
Purr.
You crazy.
That's on period purr.
Selenator.
I love Selenas. I love their original Selenas, Selena Quintanilla, and I love Selena Gomez. I fucking love that little unhappy bitch. I love her. She's so sad and rich. I love her.
I love her too. You can love both,
that lip
okay?
tint. Oh, that lip tint and that blush that will last a lifetime. Love her. I love her like a love song, baby. I'm going to learn more songs.
Speaking of Selena, have you been watching The Idol? Because you know the conspiracy theory is that The Weeknd used Selena's life story, like parts of it, as inspiration.
I heard that.
And the script for The Idol. Yeah. So have you been watching, yes or no?
Okay. I watched one episode of it and
you couldn't take it.
I was like, this is so bad. This is so bad. I'm not doing this. This is bad.
So you pulled out. Okay.
I pulled out. fully no kids, so, no more children. I pulled out. Sorry. See you later.
I agree. It was cringe and it was bad. And like watching it with Toby, I'm just like, you know, when you're watching something really scandalous with your parents and you get that feeling inside of your stomach, like if there's a sex scene.
Toby makes you.
But it was like, it's so far removed from his, you know, experience. Yes, or whatever.
I could definitely see Toby being like, what is this?
It's like Gen Z adjacent, like the outfits, everything.
Yeah.
And like the promiscuity. But we kept watching it and I felt like we cringe watched it every episode. Like there's only 6 episodes or something, right? But the last episode I thought was actually quite good and it showed more depth. Like I'm not going to give spoilers in case people haven't seen it, but it kind of gave the show a bit more depth and it, I don't know, showed the potential of the show.
I you know what? I'm sure it's actually really good or like gets better, but from what I saw, it was a no for me and I was like I'm not doing this. I can't contribute to this. Like, no.
Euphoria was already so much anxiety. A different kind of anxiety. Yes, a different kind of anxiety. This was just like, we don't have to go there. So if you had persisted, you would have noticed that they plugged Half Magic Beauty, which is by Donny Davy, who's the makeup artist on Euphoria.
That was the A24 thing that we talked about.
The A24 brand. I mean, it's the same production house that made The Idol. And so on The Idol, Jocelyn and her assistant had this makeup brand and it was Half Magic Beauty. And they dropped the name out there, plain and simple. And I was just like, oh, I see what you're doing.
So they're doing a little, I mean, HBO, A24. Promo. I was going to say, what was it that I was watching on TikTok that was like, basically A24 has just kind of come out of nowhere and been that like, it's just been dropping like movie after film after film after film that it's really getting a lot of critical acclaim. They were referring like an artist or like a celebrity that's quite similar. But anyways, A24 is definitely, I do the thing on YouTube where you watch all of the trailers for movies for 2024 because I'm not in the US, so I don't see movie trailers as frequently as I used to. So I watch YouTube to get it. And a few really good ones. And it was like A24 and I was like, okay.
So I mean, they're known to take a chance where a traditional, you know,
movie house would be like, no,
Correct.
Good for them.
Yeah. What other, you sent me the funniest thing the other day and it was the Reddit questions that you found.
Let's do this. It was such a good idea. I have a few friends who are like heavily into Reddit and I just never really understood it until I got on it and I was like, this place is absolutely insane.
Wait, first of all, for people who don't know who Reddit is or what Reddit is, let's give them a quick rundown. So it's this forum where I feel like it's people who are there to actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, there can be nasty things, but generally people are there to like have a discourse or have conversations about a topic.
It's a community.
Like in a very upfront way.
It's owned by Serena Williams, his husband. I forgot his name, but
insert Olympia's, Cash Money sound here.
Olympia's daddy, Olympia's dad, and whoever baby number 2's dad. So good for him. Love him because he's Olympia's dad. But one of the things I sent you last night, I just pulled up like our text message, but it was like, hi, someone told me my makeup is very 2016. I have been doing the same makeup for years without ever questioning it. I'm not a beauty guru, but I want to improve my day-to-day makeup. Also, I don't want to look like I'm wearing a mask for daily activities. Any advice?
Okay. $100 to say that she has an old as fuck tart shaped tape in her makeup
bag that is
almost pretty much expired.
Expired.
Also, she could possibly have an Urban Decay palette that is probably expired.
Urban Decay Heat. Remember that Heat palette? He was fine. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, the way that I look at it is like, I know people who have crazy eye looks, makeup looks, and they just never change how they rock their look ever. And I'm just like, if you like it, I love it, I guess. Like if that's your, you know what? I feel like if I give an example, people will know exactly who I'm talking about and it'll be so shady. So I'm not going to say anything. But I do know like, there's just people who just wear like their makeup a certain way and that's just how it is. But What do you, how are you really, if, and then if you change, well, it, that means they, you're changing, like, for people?
No, no. But what if they kind of notice that they are a little bit out of touch, true, with what's going on? And I mean, this person sounds like they're actually asking for advice. They're like, I want to update it. I want to be a little bit more current. What are the people doing these days? The first thing I would say to her is to ditch the foundation, yeah, and use, you know, an Ilia skin tint, you, yeah, know, like something lighter, or just concealer. And then probably also ditch the fake lashes, because I actually Googled 2016 makeup.
And is it, does it have like the lash strip?
Yes.
It's a lash, yes, strip, the thick ass strip.
But she can do like tons and tons of mascara. But I mean, if, yeah, if she were to ask me, that's what I would say. And that would make a world of difference.
I feel like you're absolutely correct. I have had a few friends come and be like, what can I do? Different things. And my suggestion is always literally doing like a skin tint, or like I take them to Rare Beauty skin tint. I take them to Fenty's Eavesdrop. I tell them Ilia, because I know Ilia's skin tint was like blowing up, and it still is blowing up on the internet. I'd say, you know, a nice blush, depending on what kind of blush you're into. You know, not too much with the brows, just kind of, you can kind of almost leave your brows. However, brows are very like however you want them to be these days. And mascara, and like the false lash thing, it's not a bad thing, but then, no, it's also like you have some people who wear like the strip and it's just like, girl, that's a strip. And then you have people who are doing, and I'm guilty, who, you know, are used to be guilty of doing the false lashes. And at the end of the day, baby, we know that Jesus didn't give you those lashes, because it looks like wings. It looks like little, like, flutter
you're
wings.
You're a snuffleupagus.
You're a snuffleupagus. And like, that's, we know that that's not yours. So there are things that you, there's definitely things that you can do, but I mean, that's fucked up that someone said your makeup was so 2016. Like, whoever said that is
unfriend,
not
unfriend,
like,
that person.
Unfriend that person.
Unless it was me. Unless it was me, then I'm just looking out for you, but unfriend that person. Okay.
Your makeup looks old.
The next one was my actual favorite. It said, my boyfriend smashed my foundation to prove that I'm beautiful without it.
Break up with him.
What should I do?
Break up with him. Break up with him. Period.
Like, in what scenario would
you
this
breaking
happen?
My things, you toxic piece of shit. You broke,
exactly,
my stuff.
It's like, I'm gonna break your Xbox. I'm gonna break your PS4, whatever number it's on now.
And how much was that foundation? Are we talking like Fenty foundation where it's like $45, $50? Are we talking like Charlotte Tilbury? Because Charlotte has you coming out of the bag. Are we talking Chanel? Are we talking YSL? Like, what? What?
It doesn't matter. Like, it's a violent act.
Violent.
Like, smashed. Like, if this was a glass, even if it was the L'Oreal Fit Me, whatever.
Don't give a fuck.
I would, like, my jaw would be on the floor.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Get out. And like, I'm like, I would probably break one of their things. I would break, I'd have 100%. To. It'd have to be violent begets more violence. That's what they say.
Oh my God, this is incriminating. We have to stop. I would all, but like, maybe like this girl is taking like 2 hours to get ready. Like, I'm just thinking, like, my empathetic mind is thinking what scenario this could have happened in. And maybe she was taking like 2 hours plus to get ready to beat her face, and her boyfriend had enough of it and was like, you don't need this, smash.
Then let's break up with me. If you're so upset by that, break up with me. We're not married. Like, it's different if it's like, not even, it's different if it's your husband. If it's your husband, you have a conversation. You're taking 2 hours to get ready. Do we need to do things like at a different time? Do you need to start getting ready earlier? Like, you talk to that person. You don't just smash my stuff. And if you're my boyfriend and you really like, it's frustrating you that much and I'm not changing and I keep taking 2 hours, break up with me. Like, yeah. Don't break my things, dick.
No. Yeah. 100%. Do not. And like, guys, I feel like, stop being surprised at how long women take to get ready. Like, it's never going to change. It is what it is. And there's nothing you can do. Like, don't try to rush us.
No.
You know, just let.
Can't rush perfection,
let
baby.
It, yeah.
Can't rush perfection.
Let it happen.
Or you'll get 2016. I'm joking.
Okay. Next question. What is something terrible you did to your skin in the name of beauty? I guess this is like a question for us. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
You go first.
Something terrible I've done to my skin in the name. I made rice water in my kitchen. Do you know the rice water thing that was like really trending on like YouTube where you put it in your hair and then it's supposed to make your hair grow, but it smells like the inside of a camel's ass. Like it's stinks.
Is this when you're like soaking the rice and then use that water?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that was good for your skin it's, and like your hands.
It's great for your skin and your hands. You can put it in your, you can put it in your hair, like for in your hair when you're after you shampoo and like you do like a little shower cap on top of it and you let it like sit and ferment in your hair and it's supposed to like make your hair like grow. It stinks so bad. Like it stinks. So I did that and I will never do it again. Cause now there's all kinds of products that are like, oh, we're making like rice water, whatever. But I did this. I don't know how many years ago, like this was definitely pre-kids. It's dunk.
And so it's scarred you for life about rice
water. Very much so.
Fair.
You?
I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, I did the whole like put egg and mayonnaise into your hair. Like that reminded me of it, what you just said. But like recently I just kind of, I extract my pores and it's probably not the best way to approach it, but I got to get those fuckers out of there.
You know? I mean, if you got to get the things out, you got to get it out.
Yeah. Like I have to do it. I can't not do it, but I know it's probably like stretching my pores. I'm going to have to get laser later. It is what it is. Don't come at me.
I'm not. I mean, you know, we all do things that are, you know, a little bit silly. It's what you do in the name of beauty. Everybody wants to be pretty. They want to have the, and there's things about like beauty that they love the most. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Do you patch test a new moisturizer?
No.
Be real.
Never.
Never.
It's just, I smell it. depending on the brand, right? If some brands I won't even put on my face. I'll just be like, I'm not interested in putting this on my face. Agreed. But I'll smell it. If the reviews are hot, I'll put it on my face. I'm not patch testing that. What for? That's a waste.
No. And also my skin is pretty resilient. Mm-hmm. Like I used to call my skin elephant skin. Like there's been maybe one or two times where I've had a dermatitis or some kind of reaction where I've had to like scale back. But you know, my skin can pretty much take anything. I mean, I'm a Dr. Dennis Gross extra strong girl.
Thank you. There it is. A net fight. So that's why I feel like if I wear a moisturizer and it messes with my skin, I will just then be like, oh, back to my doctor. Dr. Dennis Gross, sorted out. End of story.
Exactly. So what about things that you're obsessed with this week?
Things we're obsessed with.
What am I obsessed with? It's really always on TikTok, to be very honest with you.
Okay, we'll do a TikTok version. And then do you have like an item that's not related to TikTok?
Like, you go first. Okay. You go first.
You're like, everything's related to TikTok.
To be fair.
Okay, mine first non-TikTok related item is a keychain. And this keychain, it's handmade and it's this metal shape that slots in perfectly to a mini Bic lighter.
What?
I'm gonna have to show you a picture of it. But it's this keychain. It's like a lighter holder, okay? And it kind of like snakes around a little Bic lighter, like the mini ones, and it has like a keychain attachment. And it's made by these guys from New York called Chen and Kai, and it's the cutest thing, and it's really affordable. It's like $35, and it's just something extra, you know, to have.
And it's a keychain that you, when, if you're a smoker, you would use it if you're a smoker. Is that like kind of?
Yeah. It's a keychain and you take a mini Bic lighter and you insert it into the keychain and it holds your lighter as a keychain. I don't know how else to explain it to you. Like if you don't get that, then
I don't.
We're done
I don't get it, babe, but okay.
Okay. Next one. I'll show you a picture later and you'll get it.
Send me a picture.
One, TikTok related is I have entered wood soup TikTok. And it's amazing. It's ASMR related. It's in the ASMR realm. And it's this girl who has this wooden bucket of water. And inside of it, she has all these wooden little shapes and things. And she takes a wooden spoon and like dips it into the water and like just smooshes it around it and makes the most amazing ASMR sounds. I'm so into it. The look on your face is really, it's really judgmental.
Okay? I'm sorry. I don't mean to judge, but like, would, I mean,
you're like, what the actual, yeah, fuck like, are you looking?
And it just, it's just so interesting what people are like finding on TikTok and what, and that's why people love it. It's like, it's literally just showing people all kinds of different things.
Yeah. And from people that I do not know and yeah. also know, but mostly I do not know.
Yeah. And that's what makes it even weirder is that it's literally a person you've never met before ever in your life. And then
the discoverability.
Just, yeah. Like, so there, you know, what can you do?
Okay. Have you thought of yours?
Yeah, kind of. It's like a very, it's very recent, but okay. So the thing on TikTok I'm obsessed with, which you're also going to think is just as weird, is chicken wars. So like chickens?
Girl, you cannot give me shit about wood soup.
Okay, sorry.
If
yes.
You're on
okay.
Chicken wars.
Chicken wars. I don't know if you've seen it, but basically it started with like a few agricultural farmers who were like, they were like, we're getting ready for war. And they were showing all of their chickens. And then like all of these different people all around the US and to be fair, like in different parts of like the world were just being like, they were like playing battles like sounds. And then they showed all of their chickens like running with them. It's
maybe
really funny. And it's just like, and it's just, there's one guy that has like a giant chicken, like a huge, like fat chicken. And he was like, oh, I thought we were only talking about big cucks anyways. And then he moves back God. And he has this, like it was huge. And so it's just all these people and their chickens. And I
the
just find it to be funny.
The chicken.
Or whatever, cocks and rooster. Aren't roosters cocks? Roosters, whatever.
Okay, so
fucking
chickens. Chickens. Yeah,
I thought it was really funny, and I was just like trying to like update to find like more people like showing all of their chickens. It had like people in like places where they like breed chickens, places where they slaughter like all. So it was just showing all the different chickens, which is really funny. So that, and then the one thing I was literally was just telling you about it. I went to a friends and family sale for Adidas. And I got so much Ivy Park stuff. It's out of control. So I am kind of obsessed with that right now. And I live somewhere that is excruciatingly hot, but I have more jackets than I'd like to admit at this point in time. And I'm going to wear them.
I see you wear them. Okay,
I'm going
to
wear them. I'm going
to. Cost per wear.
I am. I'm very excited about it. Anyways, see you guys. You like
that
what you're
fun.
Listening. It was fun, wasn't it? It was a good one. If you like what you're hearing, please find us on Apple, Spotify. Also find us on social media at @whatsonyourface_. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're also going to get on Threads, MJ.
Oh, God.
We're going to get on Threads, you guys.
We can talk about Threads on the
we'll
next episode.
We'll talk about Threads next
thoughts.
Episode. Of course. Of course. Anyways, give us 5 stars and follow us on social media. Thanks,
bye, guys.